A Mayday call helps save lives. On the Sobrady Fox News, Maryland's governor says the crew of a cargo ship gave notice they had lost power just before hitting the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed. The Mayday call allowing officials to stop cars from going over. That bridge is a major route through the area around the port of Baltimore, and shipping could be disrupted for months. President Biden pledging help.
To the people of Baltimore, I want to say we're with you. We're going to stay with you as long as it takes. And like the governor said, you're Maryland tough, you're Baltimore strong, and we're going to get through this together. And I promise we're not leaving.
He wants the federal government to pay for bridge replacement to avoid delays. Fox Business's Grady Trimble is in Baltimore.
The Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is here right now surveying the damage and helping, from the Biden administration standpoint in any way that they can, as those search and rescue crews are frantically trying to find six people who were on the bridge, construction workers, who fell in after that ship rammed into a support beam, causing almost all of this mile and a half long bridge to collapse.
Two construction workers were pulled from the water during early morning hours, one of them with no injuries, the other receiving hospital treatment. The president's now heading to North Carolina to talk about health care and the economy, along with the vice president. Independent presidential hopeful Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is scheduled to announce his running mate at this hour. The U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments over an abortion pill.
We may not actually get to the merits of this case, which is how the FDA has handled loosening some of the security restrictions, the safety restrictions it had on the use of mifepristone, which is one of two abortion pills that are used for medicated abortions that we now know are the majority of abortions here in the U.S.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the Supreme Court reporting many justices appeared skeptical that anti-abortion doctors had standing to sue. America is listening to Fox News.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com, or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
The New York City mayor calls it a senseless act of violence after the fatal shooting of police officer Jonathan Diller during a traffic stop last night. The mayor also says many court cases are being dismissed because discovery information isn't being turned over fast enough and more needs to be done about repeat offenders. Both suspects and the officer's death had long rap sheets.
Suspected gunman 34-year-old Guy Rivera had at least 21 prior arrests, according to the New York Post, which says he got out of prison in 2021 after serving some 5 years for criminal possession of a controlled substance, while the driver of the vehicle, Lindy Jones, had been arrested at least a dozen times, including for a loaded firearm less than a year ago. He was released in 2013 after a decade in prison for attempted murder and robbery. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
A senior U.S. defense official says the Gaza city of Rafah should not be a safe haven for Hamas, but that questions remain over how to dismantle remaining Hamas battalions there after the U.S. and Israeli defense chiefs met today at the Pentagon. Amazon loses a court fight over how its drivers are paid.
Wisconsin Supreme Court upholds a lower court ruling declaring some Amazon drivers employees, not independent contractors. That means they're eligible to collect state unemployment insurance if they're laid off, and Amazon has to pay into that system. The tax bill is expected to be more than $200,000. The ruling applies to drivers in the Amazon Flex program. They download a phone app showing blocks when they can make deliveries, scanning packages themselves at a Milwaukee warehouse using their personal vehicles and a route suggested by Amazon. Amazon argues they're working for themselves as independent contractors, not as employees of the company. The State Department of Workforce Development disagrees and wins in court. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Stocks remain higher, but it's not a rally. The Dow is up about 86 points, the S&P up 10, the NASDAQ up 42. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.